Catherine Benton, seeks a special use exception to operate a tourist home, sections 115-32, 115-34, 115-183, 115-185, and 115-210 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located at the northwest side of Creek Road within the Blackwater Village subdivision. The 911 address is 34085 Creek Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is MR, the tax map is District 134, map 11, parcel 358. We have 0 letters of support, 27 letters of opposition, 1 letter from the HOA in opposition, and 0 mail return.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Catherine Benton, 34085 Creek Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
I'm her dad, Steve Benton, 246 Clayton Avenue, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. The floor is yours.
Hi, I'm Catherine. I grew up in Frankfort. 10 years ago, I moved to Virginia Beach, and I just recently moved back and bought my parents' house. And we bought the house with intention to Airbnb, which our lawyer did give us permission, or not permission, but he said that there were no HOA laws saying that we couldn't. So I did continue to Airbnb rooms without county approval. That was my mistake. So I'm here seeking permission from the county.
Or a special use exception?
Yes, so there's 2 rooms outside. They have their own private entrances. They do not have access to the house. Each room has a full bathroom, plenty of parking, at least 9 cars or more on our driveway. It's very comfortable. Prior to us buying that house, I have 4 siblings, my niece, my nephew, that all live there. It was complete chaos. My partner, boyfriend, and I that own the house, he's in the union, so he's in Indianapolis permanently pretty much, so we just see each other every other weekend. So I'm there by myself. It's very quiet.
Anything else?
Go ahead.
Yeah, only because I'm the previous owner, I think I can hopefully shed some different perspective, I guess. We were in the process of building a new home down in Frankfort, and then we decided to put the house up for sale. Katie wanted to buy it. She says, well, you know, is there any issue with Airbnb in the rooms? I said, well, we did it a couple times. It really wasn't our thing. We did it a couple times, no problems, didn't see a big deal with it. So, and that's really the only reason I'm here, because I kind of feel bad. But so during the process, I guess Katie, in talking to her neighbor, said, yeah, we just bought the house and we're going to Airbnb. And then that's when the complaint got filed. Now, I know Sussex County is complaint driven, because we all know there's thousands of Airbnb rentals that go on in this county with absolutely no problems, thousands of them. And I think this one neighbor just got bent out of shape about it for whatever reason. She filed the complaint, and then the constable came down, and that's what started all this. But you have 27 letters of opposition. What you don't have are the 246 people in the community that did not vote for this. What this actually started, and the association wanted to put a new amendment in the documents, and I think it was back in November. I have all the documentation here if you can look at it. But so they put it out for, because there's nothing in the original documents about short-term rentals. So they wanted to change that amendment to minimum stay of 90 days. Well, the community shot it down. There's 281 lots in there. You've got to have 2/3 of majority. Only 35 people voted for it, which probably most of what those letters. And those letters are just one person stirring the pot. But anyway, so you have 246 members in the community that don't want their rights infringed on. So, you know, if you shut the door on Katie, there's 246 people in there that we all know inflation is going through the roof. What if somebody's on a fixed income, wanted to rent out a room or two just to make a few bucks? You know, let the girl Airbnb a couple rooms. She'll have money that she can keep the place looking nice. I mean, the place looks great. I thought you had some exterior pictures, but the place looks great. You know, you cut people off at the knees. They'd have no disposable income. Houses go down. We all know that. We all know that story. So, I know that people have to show demonstrable evidence that that activity is going to be a detriment to their properties. And I built the house in 2017. Just as an aside, the house is pretty new. It's up to standard code. Sussex County still 2012 codes. House is very safe. That's up to par. So there's no issues there. There are public roads. The roads were turned over to the state some years ago. I saw one letter. I did read through the letters, and one lady said, well, somebody backed up into my driveway, which why somebody would walk that far down the street to back up in her driveway, I don't think that's true. But if that's the case, then we have to stop the mailman from coming down the street, because he turns around in our driveway every day to deliver the mail, and nobody raises hell about that. So I just think some of these folks just got, for whatever reason, they just don't like the idea. Now, the state's definition of a tourist home is 5 bedrooms or more. What is the county's definition of a tourist home? I don't really like that term, because it sounds like hotel kind of thing. I've got the online code if you wanted to. I printed it out. The tourist home means any person who operates a place for tourists or transient guests for consideration may obtain sleeping accommodations with at least 5 permanent bedrooms. So the term tourist, I mean, nobody's cooking there.
I'll tell you what it says. This, we don't go by the state code, we go by Sussex County zoning code. Definition is a dwelling having not more than 6 rental rooms for guests. No cooking facility shall be permitted in individual rental rooms.
Okay.
That's what our zoning code is.
Okay. Well, there's just 2 bedrooms.
It's also known as a bed and breakfast inn. That's what it also is referred to as in the code.
But wouldn't a bed and breakfast imply that you're cooking meals for them?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's why it's actually called tourist home, also known as bed.
But this isn't that. It's just 2 rooms that she's renting out from time to time just to make a couple extra bucks, like thousands of other people in the county do. I don't know if there's any data on it, but I would venture to say of the thousands of Airbnbs and the VBOs that get rented, there's probably 0 complaints. You guys would probably know that better than I would, but I can't imagine. I mean, these people are very well vetted, as you know.
I can tell you this. We've had complaints. Mm-hmm. We had a very contentious hearing not less than 6 months ago. So we've had complaints on Airbnbs before. We don't get them often.
Yeah, but I mean, when you compare that to the amount of rentals that are going on, it's very...
The question that's in front of us is that you've made an application for a special use exception,
mm-hmm.
to operate a tourist home, and I believe, Mr. Sharp, correct me if I'm wrong, we have one standard to apply to the question, and that is whether or not the application or the proposal will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. So we haven't heard the complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at this point, we're aware of 27 letters. We understand you're in favor.
Yeah, well, not just us. There's 240 other members in that community that specifically voted for this, that they didn't want it. They didn't want their rights in front. They wanted to be able to rent a room from time to time if they needed to. 246 people in this little community out of 281. So...
do you have a copy of that proposed amendment?
I also have support from my...
And I see hands coming up from the audience. Folks, you will have an opportunity to be sworn in and testify. That kind of behavior can be distracting to the board, so just if you could keep those comments to yourself and note for yourself what your testimony will be when it's your turn. Thank you.
My neighbors to the left and right of me and across the street from me,
you're fine.
Offer their support as well.
That's from the man of the company stating that the votes were. Here's the
are there, okay. And while he's doing that, are there letters of support from them that you have that he's submitting as well?
No, I didn't go out of my way to bother anyone to get, because I'm very busy, or I'm out of town, or they're out of town, or they're busy.
Well, the property right to the left, my best friend owns. The property to the right, they're fine. They've actually voiced their opinion in public meetings. They don't have a problem with it. People across the street we've talked to, they don't have a problem with it. The guy that owns the lots behind Katie.
He supports me.
He doesn't.
He owns six lots in the neighborhood.
He doesn't have a problem with it. So, and if push comes to shove, I can get affidavits from those guys.
Thank you. Any other comments? Questions from the board?
Do you also operate a business out of your house?
I have a business out of my house, yes.
Okay. Is it a salon? Is that
it correct? Is a salon.
Okay. And when we talk about trips in and out of your property for your business, mm-hmm. So when somebody pulls in, that's one trip. When they leave, that's another trip. How many would you say that your business is generating, say, in a week?
It could be two a day. It could be four. I just moved here. I'm rebuilding. I still am licensed in Virginia Beach, so I do go back and forth to work. Starting over again takes time to rebuild. I own my own salon and house there, and I sold everything to be home closer to my family. So it's not a lot right now.
Okay, so when you do build it, when I'll give you a chance to answer. When you do build it, how many clients are you hoping to see a day?
In a day?
Mm-hmm.
Two or three.
Okay.
I'm only working Monday to Thursday. My parents did build a wedding venue, so I'll be helping them on the weekends. So just running the rooms out, just some extra income.
Okay. With your listings for this Airbnb type situation, how many people are you allowing for each room?
So one room has one queen bed, so two people, and the other room has two queen beds, so four.
Okay, so you would allow up to six people at a time to rent.
Well, I was going to be renting the rooms together, so one party.
But you would still allow up to six people,
mm-hmm.
for both rooms together. How long were you operating this the rooms before this became an issue, or before you were found in violation?
So it was like a month. So what? Can I be honest? What happened? a couple of years ago, my house caught on fire and I lost everything, and my dog died. So through the rebuilding process, I was paying a mortgage and a rent. I had to defer my loan. I moved back in that house for about 7 months, and then when I went to go sell it, I was assuming to make an X amount of money to put the down payment on this house. At settlement, I didn't realize like I had to pay back that deferment of $10,000. So I was like negative that money. So I asked my parents, and they also needed our help with like laying pavers and concrete and whatnot with the wedding venue. I was like, look, I can move home, and if I can move into the house the month before we settle and I can Airbnb some rooms to make enough money so I can put the down payment on the house, that's what happened. And I was being neighborly and telling my neighbor Beth what I was doing, because we've always been very friendly, and she's asked me to do her hair even over COVID. I've been in her backyard and help her garden, and I just thought she would have been more open with me about her issues with the Airbnb. And it was my mistake, because I didn't get a permit because I didn't know.
When you list it, do you limit the number of vehicles that they're allowed to bring?
Oh, one vehicle per room.
So you allow two vehicles total?
Yes.
At a time?
Mm-hmm.
So you would have those two vehicles at a time, and then a handful of clients a day?
Well, it's only one in, one out, unless there's a family. So
okay.
one car.
I'm just trying to get in my mind wrapped around how much traffic is going to be coming in and out of the street.
It's not anything compared to what it was with all my siblings living in that house. Adults. There was how many? Eight adults.
When I owned the house, my she's my number one. My number three moved in with her husband and two kids while she was putting herself back through nursing school. So we had three cars. They had two cars. I had my number four living there, and my son had just gotten out of the Air Force. It was a And not one complaint. And we're not rowdy people by any means, but it's not one complaint, and it worked. There was a lot more commotion going on then than with what she's doing.
That's all my questions for now. The pictures down here that I guess you submitted that have sort of the X and the arrow.
Yes, that's the designated parking spaces for each room.
Okay.
And it was, when I did it for the month, like, it was fantastic.
Gotcha. I was just wondering what that was indicating.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from the board?
So for each room, they're parking. I see one's like sort of in the stones, but anyway, they're off of the road. They're in the
It's a blacktop driveway. It's 33 feet wide and out to the street, so it can accommodate a lot of cars off street parking for sure, more than what she needs.
Gotcha.
And it is not that we don't want anybody parking on the street, but they are public streets with there are no signs that says you can't park on the streets. And I mean, a lot of people in there do, but I mean, that's not something that because the streets are tight. They're only 16 feet wide. I mean, so that's why the mail truck every day uses our driveway to turn around, things like that. And nobody cares.
Right.
So we definitely encouraged, that's why when I built that driveway, I made it so wide so people could easily get in and out.
Anything else, Ms. Tracy? Mr. Sharp?
I've got a couple. How large is this property?
It's 135 by 80.
And is there well and septic?
Yeah.
And I think you said that there was no HOA approval needed for this?
No.
Because I Airbnb created.
Stop! Don't confuse it. There was nothing in the original documents about short-term rentals. It was only after that, only after the complaint, did that amendment get put to the community for a vote.
Okay.
We had our attorney look through the documents, and he said, "No, there's nothing in there about." Now there's stuff in there about third-party lease. I guess long-term lease. I guess the community wants names and addresses of people that are leasing, things like that. But there was nothing, and still nothing in there about short-term rentals.
Now, you had mentioned that there's these kind of two separate rooms that could be accessed, and they're not accessible from the interior of the house.
They are, but I turned the locks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they yes. are. Me and my wife built the house, again, we have five children. One of them was still in school, the other one, so we put doors out to the front porch. We have a covered porch that wraps around the front of the house. So two of the bedrooms are right there at the front, and they have their own exterior access. Plus, they obviously do have access to the house. But when she Airbnb, she just locks them up.
And there's no cooking facilities in any of those rooms.
No. Mm-mm.
Can I ask a question? If I were to have roommates in those rooms, do I need a permit?
The board's not going to give a legal opinion.
Don't do that.
I will direct you though to the definitions in the code of a single family dwelling, as far as there are some categories there as to what is a single family dwelling. I think the distinction here has been that whether you agree with it or not, it does appear that what you're using it for when you're renting out rooms in that fashion, the county has treated that to be akin, or if not, basically the definition of a tourist home, where there's a otherwise known as a bed and breakfast inn, where individual rooms are being rented out on a tourist type basis. So that's what we're dealing with, the definition I cited to you earlier.
What's the usual time span of a rental? Is it a weekend or?
I don't, they They can do a week, but usually they didn't do that. It was usually 2 or 3 days.
Do you mean outdoor entertainment or anything that your guests use outside?
There's a couple of patio furnitures on the front porch. The back porch is mainly for me and my significant other, my siblings, my cousins, my friends I grew up with here that come over and hang out with me, so.
The short answer would be no.
And on that picture, it looks like you're close to cul-de-sac or dead end, I guess, or?
Yes.
It's not a cul-de-sac. The road is 16 feet wide, goes straight down to the, and just stops and
stops.
Yeah, so the people that do, fortunately, we are at the end of the street, so, you know, and like I say, it's the only people that really back up in the driveway is the mail guy, the UPS guy. The UPS guy uses the driveway, the FedEx guy, but I can promise you, I've never seen anyone come in my house and use any of the neighbor's driveways to back up, because mine's the widest one there, so there'd be no need to do that.
Anything else, Mr. Sharp?
I have nothing further, thank you.
Anything else from members of the board? Is there anyone in the audience who is in favor of this application?
I believe we have one, Mr. Chairman. Would you wish to testify, ma'am, or are you just indicating? Understood.
Thank you. Show the record as one. Or is there anyone in the audience who is opposed to this? Have two. 3, 4, 5. And would any of you care to testify?
I do. Okay.
If you folks could have a seat. And
my name's Betty Duncan. I live at 34023 Arrow Drive in Daxborough, Delaware, Blackwater Village.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I served as treasurer since 2013. I've been on the board since that period of time. And we did, as Mr. Benton said, there was a petition that was sent out to the membership. There are 268 billable units in our village. We did get 86 back that were for adding no short-term rentals. We got 37 back that were against adding the amendment so that they could do short-term rentals. Half the people that signed it didn't understand what they were signing, and they actually sent in letters, and they're part of the group of the 27 letters that you got. So there's a discrepancy between, there's a definite interest in not having short-term Airbnb rentals in Blackwater Village. I just wanted to clarify that point.
Any other comments?
And just another thing, they did mention their wedding venue. The house does appear as a whole rental on their wedding venue. So it's being advertised more than just through an Airbnb or a VRBO website. That's it.
Thank you. Anyone else care to speak? Sir? Still under oath, Mr. Shaw?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
I'm Gary Hornbacher. Do I need to?
Nope. You've already been sworn in and you remain under oath, Mr.
Thank you. And I'm really speaking from perspective of being a longtime past officer of the association. I'm not going to speak to the particulars that some of the neighbors might, but first of all, just in responding to a point that was made up here moments ago, I'd like to stress that we are a deed-restricted community. We have an active board of directors, and we have covenants and bylaws that have been revisited and strengthened in recent years. We're single-family residential. We do allow rentals. We have very few of them. We do have home-based businesses operating within the community. All of our documents are completely silent with respect to short-term rentals. We've never, ever had that issue arise before. And typically, our covenants, like most homeowner associations, provide a process that starts with an architectural and governance committee review. A decision is made. It may be appealed to typically the whole board of directors, and if the board of directors make a decision, make a denial, the applicant still has the right to, with 10% of signatures of property owners, to appeal to the entire membership for a vote where it's settled by actually a supermajority requiring a two-thirds approval. What's a little bit unusual about the situation that we have here is that the Bentons started their business, I don't know how long ago it was, 8, 9, 10 months ago, because they never told anyone, and they never came before any of our committees seeking approval or to discuss the matter. It was only until the immediate neighbors came to the board and said, we've got a problem, and finally came back and said, we want to petition you to put a stop to this, that the issue really became public within the community. When that happened, the proposed amendment that was discussed a minute ago was drawn up. But that is really prospective. We don't need to have that amendment even in discussion to make an argument that there was procedures that weren't followed, the same way they weren't followed with your board with respect to application only coming in November instead of 8 or 10 months ago. The proposed amendment goes really beyond the specifics of this application to the issue of long-term rental. I mean,
if I may.
I beg your pardon.
I think really the fundamental issue that this board has.
I beg your pardon. I've stepped to hear you a little better.
That's fine. The fundamental question this board has to determine is whether this use, which is the tourist home, not any other use on this property.
I'll just ask some specific questions, and I won't even ask for an answer. Thank you. I'll try to do it very, very quickly.
Sir, I'm not done.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
The issue that's before this board is whether the tourist home substantially affects adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties. That's the only question before this board today.
Okay.
So if you could tailor your testimony to that, and that's what we're looking at.
I think my general response to that would be with respect to the letter of application. When they're talking about no after-hours activity allowed on the property impacting the neighbors, no street parking, no issues there. They're actually talking about there would be absolutely no impact on the neighbors. And how can they say that when long experience already demonstrates that there's been substantial impact on the neighbors? I mean, If it were prospective, that would be one thing, but I think they have to live with the history within the community that's been created.
Well, you said there's been a substantial impact on neighbors. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, I think there, with respect to a 33-foot driveway, if you will, Blackwater Village has a rather unique situation with its road structure, specific to. We have 19 named streets. We have 10 of them that are finger streets that end in dead ends at the edge of the marsh. Creek Road is one of those. When DelDOT accepted our streets into their community program, they told us that they would pave them only to the current width. So we have 15 to 16 foot wide paved streets. And further, they required that Blackwater Village maintain and manage the remainder of the unpaid easement that was in the right-of-way. So from 1974 all the way up until our covenants changed in 2016, we did not even allow street parking because of that narrow paved length of road. If you have vehicles parked on either side when they're congested, it presents an issue for traffic coming to and through the streets. We recognize, like every community, we've got more traffic on our streets now, and now we permit it, but there's still substantial impact there. We have cul-de-sacs shown on all the maps of DelDOT and Sussex County at the end of those fingers that are right in front of the Blackwater Marsh. They were never constructed. There is no room to make a turnaround at the end of at the very end of Creek Road. Literally, if you have a truck, there's the wheelbase won't support it. You have to back up, come through. When I did a short drive down Creek Road, actually just before the January date of this postponed hearing, I came down, I got to the end, and I wanted to turn around. I couldn't. I ended up having to back my vehicle up, and I didn't feel comfortable backing a vehicle up when there were parked vehicles in the street, so I did what everybody else did. I found a private driveway, and I backed into it, and I turned around, and lights came on behind me, and I rolled my window down and waved and came back out. So regardless of what anyone says, there are issues that are difficult to correct. We have no lighting at the end of any of those roads. We just have it at the entrance to that road. People aren't familiar with the road, with dog walkers and children playing in the streets and everything like that. Neighbors, and maybe it's just a loss of a sense of security and privacy that is not a right, but I mean, it's certainly something that they feel strongly enough about. I like I say, I haven't, you have letters, I think, and comments from those neighbors, and I'll let them speak. The last point I'll make is that when I rode down the street and got to the end, Miss Minton's home is second on the left. The next home, the last home on the left, has a chain barrier going across the road so somebody can't pull into it. The neighbor on the immediate right had a tree. He chopped the limbs off and it was laying across the front of his driveway so nobody could pull into it and turn around. I've been here 28 years in Blackwater Village. I've never ever seen that in any home's lot. So is there an impact? Subjectively, I'm telling you, yes. Objectively, your decision. And my fault is if I went over my time limit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments from the audience? Operator?
At this time, there is no one standing by on the line.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant had her hand raised.
Have a question, comment?
Did you say you had a question?
I'm sorry, you had put your hand up, I believe.
Oh, yes, yeah, sorry. I just wanted to make some comments.
I want to give you the opportunity.
Thank you. I love people and I love children. I'm very neighborly. I left a neighborhood that was my family. They're wonderful and I was excited to move here and regain that same, just exponentially so much more people. Last summer when I was visiting, my brother-in-law and I coordinated kickball teams for all the kids that were at home. They went home, got their permission. We are very community involved. So I just don't think it's fair for some people that don't know me very well to be assuming what my character is as a person. I'm a high-end hairstylist. I've had very high-end clients and I have that in my house. I don't know if any of you guys have ever Airbnb, but there is an approval process for myself to do it and for the guest. And then I am extremely picky. And most of all, I like children in my house. And with every person that stayed there, they've been to bed by 10 o'clock. And for the most part, they're not there all day. two days ago, I did see two vehicles drive down the end of my driveway, back into my driveway, back in, had nothing to do with me. People come down that road all the time, which is fine. I'm sure they're curious what my house looks like or what I'm doing. It's a free country. It's fine. But I honestly, the most action I get back there are cat paw prints in the snow. Like, it's just so quiet, even in the summertime. I also like to make a comment that our property management company has fired our HOA. So we have all new board members. Some of these members have been, one member in particular was kicked off the team without being voted off. And then Miss Betty had added some of her own people. So.
I thank you for that. But again, our question in front of us is regarding the special use.
Okay. I just feel
and
like
the
I just
standard need. That we have to apply to it. It sounds like an HOA matter to me.
It is. And I'm sorry. I just. Okay. And then. Sorry.
There was a couple comments about a wedding venue. So can you elaborate on that?
Yes. Our house is 3 bedrooms. Airbnb there's 2 rooms, and that will be for people that are guests of the weddings. That is, it's for anybody that is approved, obviously, to stay there.
Right. Okay. Still confused on that. So are you planning on conducting weddings at the house?
No. My parents have a wedding venue. They're about seven.
Oh, okay.
They're about 7 minutes from us. That's why I moved home.
Got it.
I specialize in wedding hair. I've been published 6 times. So
okay.
I do hair during the week, and then I'm there with them, and then people can rent the rooms.
Understand.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've heard the comments, and I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12648 for Catherine Benton for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing because the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring and adjacent properties.
It's going to be tough with just 3 of us.
It takes 3 affirmative votes to pass anything.
Mr. Chairman, can I interrupt my motion to ask a question?
Well, I'd like to see if we receive a second first, and I'll open it up for discussion.
I will not second it, so I know.
Okay.
Not be able to second.
And I can't step down.
Well, you could pass the gavel. For purposes of seconding the motion, if you so chose to do that.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question? I guess it's really more a question for Mr. Sharp, but if we were to postpone the vote to a later meeting and if other board members were to review the record, would they be allowed to vote on this?
They would. Now Mr. Williamson has recused himself.
Right.
So we would be at 4. So if Mr. Corman was could close the record and allow him an opportunity to review it, and that way you'd have 4 board members. We have done that in the past. We're record-based board, so he would just have to listen to the testimony, review the record that we have in writing with the letters that we've received and the other exhibits.
Yeah, I'm just concerned about the fact that it would need 3 votes to pass a motion. I would like to make the motion that we...
Would you like to withdraw your motion?
Yes, I would like to withdraw my motion. I guess it failed for a second, but I'd like to withdraw that motion and make a motion that we close the record but postpone the vote to our next meeting.
Well, I think at that point you would just be moving to table the matter until you know, the next meeting or.
Okay.
And if Mr. Corman is, we can let him know about the request for the rest of the board to review the record, listen to the hearing, and if he's prepared at the next meeting, he can let us know. If he's not, he could let us know, and it could be tabled again if need be.
Okay. So the motion is to table to the next meeting.
Is with that table is the case closed, or
yes,
do they have an opportunity to?
No, there'd be the record is closed. There'd be no opportunity for further comment or public submission. Anything that, if we were to get a letter or anything like that, it would be marked outside the public record, and you all would review it.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second to table the matter to the
Next regular schedule
meeting.
And then if Mr. Corman's had a chance to review it, you know, you all could vote at that time. If not, you could table it again. And we've done that before.
Thank you. Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And I too vote aye. Vote is 3-0. The matter has been tabled.
Can I ask a question?
No, sir. The matter's been closed. Next item on the agenda is additional business. Is there any?
We don't have any.
I have none for the board.
Motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
First, second, and a third.